Thursday, September 5th, 3:05 a.m. I've been up for quite a while, and I just got out here in the studio/garage with Angel, also known as Chaos. So I'm going to start, I've just mixed up some medium, going to get some paints going here and start painting. So talk to you in a bit. Okay, 6:10 a.m., late, I'm going for my walk, so I got to get out of here. Boy, yeah, I had some breakfast, and I got up at 1 this morning. The dog kind of woke me up, so I really wasn't ready to wake up. But I got up anyway and wanted to paint some, so. But anyway, so after I ate breakfast, I kind of dozed off. That's why it's so late right now. But I'm going to start painting again, so back to it. Okay, 1:23 p.m. So, oops, come on, power cord, come with me. Here we go. Okay, working on the big panel. Let's see, what did I work on today? Earlier, I worked on the video screen of the Mickey Mouse experts.gov, and I put that on the chairs too. Then I went to the background behind the very furthest cubicle on the right hand side, played with that. Then I add more yellow above that, which filled it in pretty good. It's good. And then I went ahead and I worked along the little tail. And I worked on merging the, I'm trying to render it as the Earth at the top there of the sphere, you know, clouds and all that. So I tried to merge that with all the yellow and all the other stuff that's coming against it. So that works out okay. I worked on the little sphere for the electron in the foreground. And I'm gonna work on the little tail on this one here. Yeah, the one that has gone away and is on the other side. I gotta work on that a little bit. The one that crosses over the Mickey Mouse's, not crosses behind. Let's see. So I also dealt with the asteroid again. I made it more paint and less rendering, and it works okay. So I'll deal with that. I'll leave that. So I'm taking care of. Oh, and then I also worked on the whale boat that's getting chewed up by Moby Dick and the people. So get them to stand out a little bit more. Yeah. Okay. So I'm getting real close. It always seems that way. Getting real close. The damage that I did with the masking tape along the bottom right hand side between the pink and the blue sky, that should dry out by now. Yeah, it's relatively dry. It's just it's not tacky, but it's, when you drag your finger across it, you feel the drag. So it's still not completely wet. I filled it in, and I'm going to have to paint over it again. What I did was, since it lifted, there was a spot. So I went ahead and I scraped off all I could of what's lifting. Then I sanded it down to get rid of some of that primer that was bad, apparently. And yeah, I used acrylic primer. I don't like doing that anymore. I'm going to use, most likely just use oil primer from now on. So I got that filled in, and I just got to repaint that whole area again. It's about a foot across, maybe less. I was going to do because the exhaust from the tractor goes across right on the edge of that, and that got kind of chewed up too, so I had to sand that down. And so the exhaust from the tractor gets redone, and which is okay because I was thinking about redoing it again anyway for about the 100th time. So it might turn out better. It probably will turn out better. So, okay. That's pretty much it. Let me finish up here and clean this stuff out and see what else. Oh yeah, so let me just talk about my life here in the wilderness. Anyway, so the dog yesterday, we took her in, and like I said before, and we had her teeth cleaned. They took a tumor off of her side. They also found a yeast infection, a really bad yeast infection in her left ear. And which the funny thing is exactly what happened to Pia. She had a yeast infection in her left ear before we got her, and they treated it before we got her. Anyway, so they treated it, and the doctor yesterday wanted to take a look at it and make sure it's healing properly, poke his little whatchamacallit in there, which he does not like. So he gave us, on the last visit, when he tried to do that before, he gave us some tranquilizers for her. 1 to 3 at the most, 1 at the least, of course, 1 at the least. Anyway, so he said, give her some the night before, and then the day of, give her to her 3 hours before we bring her in. So the night before we gave her to, and truthfully, I didn't notice much difference. Although the next morning she was a lot calmer for sure. So when we came to give her the dose right before the vet visit, we gave her the full dose, the 3 pills. And so she'd be relaxed enough for him to look in her ear. It didn't work. she still fought like crazy to have anybody get near her ear. So anyway, so at the same time, she was due for, she's getting close to due for some vaccines, and in about 2 or 3 weeks. And she didn't have the leptospirosis or something like that, which is basically other stuff you get from other mammals like rats and raccoons and skunks and stuff like that, the wild animals usually. So it's a shot and then a booster after that. The booster is supposed to be done 2 to 3 weeks. So I said, okay, so give her the booster, give her the shot now, and in 2 to 3 weeks we'll come back and we'll get the rabies and the booster. She's not feeling good. She's really kind of, you could tell that, oh yeah, I'm not feeling good today. We know you're not feeling good. She had the runs again, and that might be part of it, plus maybe even the tranquilizers could have caused some of that. I don't know. But her system's thrown off. So, you know, that's that pretty much. Hope that she'll be better tomorrow. I actually did cut the walk short today. I didn't do the whole circuit, but almost half to the whole circuit and then back the same way, which is, I guess it's not really half, probably about a third, okay? And I came back, so, and that was enough. She had her poop, and she was okay. Plus, for me, she got me up at 1, so I was kind of dragging too, so it worked out. Okay, so let's call this a wrap, okay? Have a good one. It's like